I just want to ask, obviously one of the things that the panel touched on was the kind of long tail element of some of these stories in the international media, like how maybe apart from Al Jazeera and the BBC, some of the international media have just dropped, you know, coverage of Egypt, say, under the assumption perhaps, oh, like the story's over, you know, the revolution is complete, let's move on. Is that something that you've seen? Are you aware, or are you personally disappointed in the way that the international media have kind of moved on and left the story? Are there any people that you've seen have been continuing to cover it well?
So international media has overlooked, they've made a romantic Disney story out of it, and they said that we started the revolution, and the revolution ended with the Fall Mubarak, who consequently brought an end to the regime. Obviously, revolution's just getting started, the regime is alive and kicking, and we still have a lot of work to do. Having said that, it is not that big of a concern for me, that personally, that the international sources have given up on it, because for the revolution to succeed, we don't need people in Sweden and Brazil and China to be alert and knowing what's going on. We need people in Egypt and the Arab world and Egyptians abroad to know what's going on and to stick to the story and to try to get this done. So I think that it's not that important, as long as the main ones like BBC, Al Jazeera, and more, just as important, Al Arabiya, and a couple of these channels, is, I think, maybe France 24, if they keep any sort of coverage going on, to me that's enough as far as international coverage needed goes. Other than that, it's all about what goes on internally, which obviously that's all we talk about every day, and as well as the rise of citizen journalism, which I'm very optimistic about.
Okay, great. All right, thanks.